Bueno.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And this is a great time of the year. I remember when I first started working in this industry in 1968, and we had a term that fall is for planting, and it really is the time for planting. So if you're out today, you're going to do a little bit of apple picking and getting your pumpkins and corn stalks to decorate for the fall and for the Halloween season. Get your tulips, your daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses. You want flowering plants? Mums are beautiful right now. Flowering cabbage, flowering kale. And cabbage and kale will last till Christmas. Your fall blooming asters. So there's a lot of plants that will give you color from now till Thanksgiving and beyond. So don't give up. So get your tulips, daffodils, crocuses. Get some fertilizer at the time of planting. If your soil is sandy, get the soil moist with the mycorrhiza, and that will help to hold moisture around the bulb. If you've had a problem planting bulbs in the past where animals have actually eaten the bulbs and they love tulips and they love crocuses, then buy a product from Shake Away. And what you would do is you would put the bulbs in a box, add the Shake Away mole and vole repellent, and roll it around or put it in a paper bag or plastic bag and just shake it so the bulb is thoroughly covered. Set your bulbs in the hole. Sprinkle the leftover powder right on top of the bulbs, and that will prevent the rodents from eating them. And use a good fertilizer. So there's a lot to be done. Let's get out there, and if you need some help, call us. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Ray, how can we help you with your lawn this morning? Welcome.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. My daughter is putting in a new, redoing her front lawn.
Okay.
She's about to rent a dethatcher, which comes with a slicer, a seed slicer.
Yes.
And she wants to know whether she needs to use both, because she has got dead crabgrass still sitting on top of the lawn. It's a new lawn that was put in last year, but the guy who did it, I don't think he did a good job. So my question is she, when she rents this machine, does she have to detach it first and then use the slicer to put the grass seed in?
No, she does not.
She does not?
She does not.
Even though it's very long?
Well, the thing that she wants to do is she wants to mow the grass as close as possible. So set the mower on the lowest setting that she has. And I mowed my lawn yesterday on the lowest setting, And then we raked up all of the plant debris so the lawn is clean, and when the leaves fall, they'll blow away. So she wants to mow it as close as possible. Then she wants to rent a seed slicer. She does not have to dethatch because the seed slicer will cut through the dead crabgrass and the good lawn, and it does not hurt a good existing plant. It cuts a groove about a quarter to a half an inch deep. And as it does that, the seed that's placed in a hopper on top of the seed slicer will fall into the trench. So she'll go north to south and east to west. And I'll tell you, you have never seen anything that does results like this. You go right through an existing lawn. There's no more digging it out, rototilling it, leveling it, cleaning it. You just cut right through the existing lawn with the seed slicer. But tell her the secret is north to south and east to west. Okay, so that way you're putting double the amount of seed. And believe me, if you put double the amount of seed, it will be thicker, it will have less room for crabgrass for next year, and now is the time. Now, when she gets done, she's to buy a seed starter fertilizer. If she can't find that, then a winterizer fertilizer. And both of those will have less nitrogen and more phosphorus to encourage the root to sprout and get established. Now, if she has moss, tell her to get either Turf Turbo made by Bonide or Magic Cal made by Jonathan Green, and that will neutralize the acidity and help to kill the moss. So grass seed, fertilizer, and then the lime substitutes. Then she takes her bamboo or a plastic leaf rake, turns it upside down so that the teeth face up. And what she's going to do is she's going to comb the entire lawn. And that will push the seed, the fertilizer, and the lime product into the trench. It will cover it with soil and grass clippings. And then she's going to keep it watered twice a day for the next month. And within a month, that grass will be ready for mowing. It will be thick, and when spring comes, there'll be no room for the crabgrass to grow. Now, if she had crabgrass, there is seed in your lawn. So you cannot kill the seed now. You've got to concentrate on getting a good permanent grass. So tell her to look around the house to figure out if it's sun or shade, or half a day of sun, half a day of shade. Go to the garden center, and both Jonathan Green and Bonide have great lawn seed blends that they can recommend. And use that, okay? You don't want to use any annual. Because if you use an annual grass seed, it will germinate. And then once you've had a couple of frosts, the frosts will kill the annual. So it's going to be all perennial. And if she can do that, she'll be in good shape. Now, in the spring, because we had a problem with crabgrass, and that was due to all the 12 inches of rain we had during May. It just flushed out the crabgrass preventer in the lawn. Next year, what she's going to do, Bonide, an environmental factor, are producing a liquid corn gluten. And it's a lot cheaper than the granular. It works a lot faster. It comes with a built-in sprayer. And all she's going to do during the month of April is to buy the corn gluten, spray the entire lawn, and the corn gluten will kill all of the crabgrass seed that have fallen on the lawn at this time of the year. So that way there'll be less of a problem. And she should be in good shape.
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yep, go ahead.
I have another question for you. It relates to my orchid. How often do I water it, and how often do I feed it? I just got it. It's looking pretty good right now.
Okay. Orchids like to be moist, so once a week. And on my orchid, I use a time-release pellet like Dynamite or Osmocote every 6 months. That's it.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide full sun, sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. One thing that should be done if you're starting to clean your vegetable garden, now is the time to plant garlic. Get it in the ground. Go to your local garden center, feed and grain stores. They have it. I have right down the street from me, it's an Agway store called Green Mountain Transplants in Arundel. And they just got in their garlic. And I have mine in the ground, but now is the time to plant garlic. So go to Feed and Grain, like Blue Steel, Agway, garden centers, and get your bulbs, break them up, get them planted, and I'll tell you, next year at this time, you'll have the best tasting garlic you've ever had. And it doesn't taste like what you buy in the supermarket. The flavor is more intense, and it's wonderful tasting when you're cooking. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeannie from Mass with a question about ivy.
Jeannie, how can we help you with your ivy this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. I have a large backyard, but the ivy is invading. It's creeping over a third of it, and also up several huge trees. How do I get rid of it? Because it really sinks deep in the ground.
Okay. Well, the ivy that's climbing up the trees will not hurt them.
Oh.
So don't worry about that.
Yeah,
if you lived in Virginia South, they have a plant called kudzu. And kudzu is a terrible, terrible vine. I remember when Jimmy Carter was president, he talked about kudzu a lot, and I always wanted to see it. We went to visit my sister-in-law, and she took us to see kudzu, and she said that if a farmer is plowing a field and he decides to go to lunch, when he comes back, the kudzu has completely covered his tractor. That's how aggressive it is. But that's a terrible, terrible vine. But English ivy that's climbing up trees in the northeast, it does not hurt the tree, so leave it alone. The ones that are coming in on your lawn, what I would do is I would just take the lawnmower and I would mow it to see if you can get rid of it. If mowing doesn't get rid of the English ivy, then what I would do is to use a broadleaf weed killer. Because you can't use something like cleanup or Roundup because you'll kill the grass. So you buy a product made by Bonide called Weed Beater Ultra. It's a liquid, and you would put it in a bottle sprayer. And they do have a Weed Beater Ultra with a built-in sprayer. So you attach it to your hose, turn on the water, hit the on-off button, spray where the ivy is creating a problem in your backyard. It will absorb the weed killer. It would go back a week or 10 days later and spray it again, and it will kill that English ivy, and it will not hurt your existing lawn. It only kills the broadleaf weeds.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you. And I tell you, a day like today, there's no rain in the forecast. Mm-hmm. It's going to get into the high 60s. And watch the weather. I was looking at the Weather Channel this morning early while I was setting up, and they're talking for the Boston area this coming week, temperatures 70 to 80 degrees. So if you've got a day that's going to be close to 80, get that weed beater on. It will kill the ivy, dandelions, chickweed, clover. And fall is a good time to clean up these weeds that have developed. You cannot plant grass seed and kill the weeds. But if you've got a lawn that's full of weeds, now's the time to take care of it. And this Weed Beater Ultra is fantastic. When you spray it, your lawn will turn blue. And it will let you know where you've treated and where you did not. It's a great idea, and the product is wonderful.
Taking care of your lawn is like starting a new exercise routine. To get results, you need a plan. That's why we developed the Jonathan Green New American Lawn Plan for a beautiful lawn in your own yard. It all starts with Black Beauty grass seed. Black Beauty grass can grow 4 feet into the soil. Black Beauty is genetically dark green in color and possesses a waxy coating for superior drought tolerance. Once you've seen a Black Beauty lawn, you will never forget it. Under the New American Lawn Plan, you'll be developing a healthy, biologically active lawn soil by applying my Jonathan Green Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil organic soil amendments. In short, you'll create conditions where your lawn will thrive. The New American Lawn Plan by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to those phone lines and see who needs some help with their garden.
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about chipmunks.
Barbara, good morning. How can we help you with the chipmunk problem?
Well, Paul, you're my last resort. I've got a problem of chipmunks under the porch in the back, and I honestly have tried every ordinary resource, and I even called a pest company, and they said, we don't do chipmunks. So you are my last resort. What can I do to get rid of the chipmunks?
Are they coming into the house from there?
No.
Or
no, they're getting underneath a sun porch, and it started with one or two, but we had some construction in the area, and now I'm afraid it's a whole colony.
Yeah, and they're digging holes all over the place.
Yeah.
I had a very similar problem. I built a stone wall. And
there are stones around the sun porch.
Yeah, and they got underneath the stone wall in the fall of the year. They dug out a place and lived under the stone wall. In the spring, when the ground thawed, my stone wall started to collapse.
Right.
So
right.
I had to redig it and fix up the whole wall. The following year, they got underneath my front walkway, which is a brick walkway. And I never thought anything about it. I saw them running into the hole. And then one day we had company. And most of the company comes to the back door. Well, these people came up the front walkway. They got halfway up the walkway, and the bricks collapsed.
Wow.
Under the weight of them, and the two of them went down about a foot as it collapsed. They both fell, and it turned out to be a real nightmare. So chipmunks are cute. To me, they're a rat with a nice jacket.
Thank you, because that is exactly what I have been telling people. My friends will come over and they'll say, oh, they're just cute. And I go, yeah, they're cute in your yard. In this yard, they are a rodent, and I want them out.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, these people got hurt. Their clothes got torn. And and I had a real mess. I had to redo the whole walkway again besides that. So between the walkway collapsing, people getting hurt, my stone wall falling apart, I had it.
Right.
And
so
what I did, and I'll tell you, it works really, really well. I have four dogs that play in the yard, and I don't want to use poison, because I don't want my dogs to get into it.
Correct.
So what I ended up doing is I got a 5-gallon bucket, and you can buy one at Home Depot or Lowe's or go to Dunkin' Donuts and see if they have any empty plastic buckets. And what I did is I filled it half full of water. I took a piece of strapping or a piece of wood about 3 to 4 inches wide, about 3 feet long, and I built a ramp from the top of the bucket to the ground, and I put bird seed on this ramp, and in the bucket, I put bird food in it, and the sunflower floats. And what happened was the chipmunks went to the bucket, they ate the bird food, went up the ramp, saw the bird food in the bucket, jumped in to get the bird food, and they ended up drowning.
Wow.
And it worked wonderful. Within a 2-month period, I picked up over 60 chipmunks that were in my yard.
Oh, that's
very happy. And it took care of the problem. It worked very well. My front walkway is stable. I never have to worry about it. And my stone wall is in good shape. And later I found out that they were digging around a couple of trees. They had weakened them, a couple of apple trees. And I also, they got into my tool shed during the winter the year before, and they really created a mess in my tool shed. So now my problem is gone, and as I tell people, it's my yard. I'm going to do what I want. They are a rodent. They are cute. But when you start having animals that tunnel underneath a walkway that can create a problem, which it did, and it took down a stone wall that I spent most of the summer building one year, and it just collapsed. So it was time to get rid of the problem, and it worked well.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Do you mind if I ask you what you did with the dead bodies?
I threw them in the trash.
Okay, very good. Would you throw them in the woods? Because someone told me the other animals would eat them up.
Yeah, the other animals will eat them up. And it was funny that you said that, because where I put my bucket to trap them was where I had a bird feeder. And what I did one day, just by accident, I was cleaning out the bucket. There were two that had fallen in, and I took them out, put them on the railing of my deck so I could clean out the bucket, put fresh water, fresh seed, and I forgot the two dead chipmunks on the railing. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the house, and I hear this screaming-type noise. I look out, and there was a hawk, and the hawk came down, and he picked up the two chipmunks, and he was gone with them. So Mother Nature took care of it.
And he had hors d'oeuvres for dinner.
He did.
Could I ask you one last question? I got
sure.
the 3 to 4 inch wide, but how long did you have, how long was the ramp?
The ramp was probably, I'd say like 3 feet long. Something that's easy for them to walk up on.
Okay.
And then I just used just regular sunflower seed. I put a little bit in a row and then some in the water. And they just jumped right in, and you know, they ended up drowning.
Wow, that's amazing.
But that way I didn't have to worry about my dogs picking up
right.
poison. I have
right.
a neighbor who has a cat.
Exactly.
And I didn't want to hurt the cat, but this is a rodent that was creating a problem. And plus, the chipmunks were going in my vegetable garden and eating tomatoes and other vegetables in there, so... Good riddance.
Wow. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, and good luck with your hunting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work with you to help with your gardening problems. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rosemary from Mass with a question about potting.
Rosemary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your potting?
Well, first let me say I love your show. I've been listening to it for years.
Thank you.
I have a lot of pots that we put all around our pool. So now the pool is closed. We moved all the pots, and a lot of big pots, and it's filled with geraniums. I love geraniums. Now,
mm-hmm.
they're big pots, but I want to take them in. So how do I care for them when I take them in? Do I water them? Do I cut them back? What do I do?
Well, I mean, if you've got some windows that are free, you could put some of the pots of geraniums in front of the window, and they'll bloom off and on all winter long so that you can have some color. The other thing that you can do is they need to be kept in a place where they will not freeze. And I've had, probably a 50-50 percentage of results taking the geraniums, pot and all, putting them in my basement, and giving them a little bit of water here and there during the winter, and just letting them stay in the basement dormant because of limited window space. And then in March, bringing them up, give them a good drink to really saturate the soil, and use a liquid food like a fish emulsion or a seaweed or a product like Dr. C that has everything that you need, and let the plants come right back to life. But once I bring them out of the cellar, I cut them back by 50%, and anything that's dead, I remove. I feed them, and they come right back to life, and then you can put them outside and re-enjoy them for the following season. But they need to be kept someplace where they will not freeze. So, you know, if you've got a bedroom that you're not using, and you got a couple of windows, put them in there, and you'll have scattered flowers here and there. You can cut them back if they're really, really big. You can cut them back by a third to 50%. They'll make a bunch of new growth, a little fertilizer here and there during the winter, and they will bloom for you.
I didn't know if I should fertilize them or not.
If you're putting them near a sunny window, then definitely feed them to keep them green, to keep them healthy, and to encourage them to make flowers.
And maybe water them once a week?
Yeah. You know, put your finger into the soil about two knuckles deep. If the soil feels moist, you're okay. If the soil is beginning to dry out, then give them a good drink of water.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
And you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jay from Mass with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Jay, how can we help you with the Rosa Sharon? Welcome.
Good morning, Paul. What I have is I have a Rosa Sharon bush, and it's through blooming for the summer, but it's always had these, like, look like buds that are left on the plant.
Right, those are seed pods.
Okay, but these are look like they're flowers that haven't opened. They're that type of bud. There's the dried up bud with the seed pods, but there's these other buds, but they get a spot on them. Am I supposed to cut those off, or do I leave those?
They will fall all by themselves, but what I'd like you to do, pick one or two off, bring it in the house, split it in half with a knife, and then kind of pull it apart and put it on a sheet of white paper and see if you see anything moving, because there's a possibility that you have a mite that attacked the bud, and we'll tell you more in a minute.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Jay about Rosa Sharon, and this is a fairly common problem, especially when we get a lot of rain and a lot of heat and humidity, where some of the buds never open. And it's a small insect, and if you took a ballpoint pen, tapped a piece of paper, that little dot that it makes, that's how big the bug is. So, any buds that didn't open, pick two or three, bring them in the house, take a sheet of white paper, put it on the kitchen table, cut the bud in half, and then with your fingers, pull it apart and spread it over the sheet of white paper. And then look for movement. And you'll see these little black dots moving. If you see that happening, you have spider mite or red spider. And it's an insect that will possibly come back next year. The damage is done for this year. It's got inside the bud, and it prevented it from opening. So what you need to do is to use an oil spray. So if you have horticultural oil, all season oil, Summit oil, spray your plant right now. Give it a good soaking. When the leaves all come off, do it again. And then next spring, when you start to see that the buds are about the size of, maybe half the size of a marble, spray your entire plant with the oil. And then I would wait another couple of weeks, and I would do it again. And there's a very good chance that you could eliminate the spider mite on your Rosa Charon, and it will increase the amount of flowers on your plants. Now, once you get it, it's something that wouldn't hurt that you would do for a couple of years to break the cycle, because you'll never get rid of all of them, but you'll get rid of most of them, and you don't want to give them a chance to rebuild their numbers. So when you see that the, you know, if you do it in the spring, well, it'll be actually early summer by the time the bud is big enough, and then while it's in bloom, you'll be in good shape. But you need an oil, and the oil will smother the insect. And there's no chemical that really works well for red spider that's a systemic. But the oil is the answer. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jay from Mass. Oh, nope. I'm sorry.
We just... Okay. The one thing that you should be doing, if you're putting your patio furniture in your basement, smell the basement. And if the basement is getting to, has like a musty smell to it, what I'd like to have you do is to pick up a product called Shoe Mold. And some of the garden centers, feed and grain stores have it. If you cannot find Shoe Mold, go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on sponsor, and you will see Linwood Laboratories. Click on there, and there's a phone number, and you can call them, and they will tell you of a store near you that has it. Now, I use Shoe Mold in my basement every fall and every spring. And it gets rid of the mold, that musty smell. And all you do is you can buy it already mixed in like a Windex-type bottle. And you spray the walls in your basement. Then you spray the floor. Open up the windows. You know, give it a chance to really air out and dry. And it will prevent mold and mildew and that smell that it produces in your basement. They also make a concentrate, and you can order it directly from them, and they'll ship it to you. But go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then Linwood Labs, and get this Shoe Mold. Spray it in your basement right now, and it will eliminate.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, complete.